This is The Allusionist, in which I, Helen Zaltzman, pass the linguistic baton. Coming up in today's show, Olympic etymology, or the Etymolympics, if portmanteauing is one of the events. On your marks, get set, go on with the show. Welcome back to the Etymolympics, where the meaning of the sport is the sport.
And, of course, sport itself, from the French des sportifs, used to mean an amusing and fun pastime.
That's right, Matthew. Something to remember, football fans supposed to be fun.
That meaning was 700 years ago, though. A lot has changed in 700 years. Look how much easier it is to get a soy latte now.
And there's a very excited crowd out there.
I can only describe the atmosphere as electric.
That's because sports commentators can only describe atmospheres as electric.
Helen, it's the only adjective I ever learned.
And you can hear the roar of the spectators out there in the stadium. Stadion, in ancient Greek, originally a unit of measurement, a fixed length of a race course. The original track at Olympia for the first recorded Olympic Games in 776 BC was one stadium in length.
So I guess when they were building this stadium, Helen, they said, build it the length of a stadium. And then the builders probably said back, so how long's the stadium? And they'd say, well, it's one stadium long. The length of a stadium is a stadium.
Actually, Matthew, a stadion was a 600-foot running race, according to the historian Herodotus.
Oh, Helen, I hate to contradict you, but I think you'll find that it was actually celebrity labourer Hercules who walked 200 steps and then called that a stadion.
Was that one of his 12 labours?
It was very much the album track of his 12 labours.
Here's another fact for you, Matthew, if we do use the term fact to mean piece of historical information over which there is much conjecture.
Fact, yeah.
Allegedly, the stadion, the 600-foot running race, was the only event at the first 13 Olympic Games.
Boring. I only started watching when they got beach volleyball.
Volleyball, from Latin volare, to fly, and ball, from Old English bale, a round object, which came from the Proto-Indo-European root bell, to inflate or swell.
Yes, well, I certainly get a bit of swelling when I watch the... anyway. Oh, and out on the track, we can see the men lining up for the 110-metre hurdles. Hurdles, of course, having come a long way since their Proto-Germanic form, hurditz, a frame made of wicker. We're not going to see any wicker work out there today, are we, Helen?
Yes, it's not your grandma's hurdles.
Old English hurd, with a Y instead of the U we're so accustomed to today, that meant a door. So a hurdle was a diminutive, a little door.
That was a low patch for this event, when athletes had to crawl through a series of miniature doors.
Less elegant, but no less challenging, Helen.
Of course, today, as we've come to expect, they will be vaulting gracefully over each hurdle. In Old English terminology, hurdle is a barrier made out of intertwined twigs.
Ready, set.
And they're off, and we're seeing quite a lot of injuries straight out of the blocks. The twigs of those hurdles ripping open the athlete's shins. Blood is literally on the tracks.
But they are pushing on through so close, and oh, looks like we've got a dead heat. While the adjudicators check the replay to see who crossed the line first, I must reassure viewers that neither athlete is actually dead.
Yes, important to note, the dead in this context means absolute, merely an allusion to the finality of death.
It certainly is, Matthew. Has been ever since 1660.
I think you'll find the finality of death has been around a little longer than that. That's a very, very long-running trope.
Well, Matthew, I actually meant that particular sense of the word dead has been in use since at least 1660, but thank you for pointing out that syntax is hard.
You are very welcome. While we're still waiting to hear the results of that dead heat, let's take a look at where that heat came from. Late 14th century. That heat would have been an intense single burst of effort, just like our runners put in out on the tracks there.
Or it may have evolved from an expression from the 1570s, a heat, the run you'd give to a horse to limber them up for a race.
Again, we must clarify for the viewers, the runners were running in a heat. They were not on heat?
I don't know. I've heard a lot of rumours about what goes on in the Olympic Village after hours.
A little nod and a wink to the namesakes of the Olympics, the Olympian deities who lived up Mount Olympus, the tallest mountain in mainland Greece, and got up to all sorts.
They used to be such a big deal. Any idea what happened to them?
Well, they were disqualified from international competition. Doping and some pretty horrible sex scandals.
Swans will be swans is not a defence. I'm down trackside with Lex Lazarus, winner of the pentathlon. Lex, how does it feel?
It feels like I just had to do fencing, swimming, show jumping, shooting, and then a big run. Nobody told me there were five events.
Well, the clue is in the word pentathlon. Pente is the ancient Greek for five.
Oh, I have to be the world's best at doing fencing, swimming, show jumping, shooting, and then a big run. Do you think I have time to learn how to count in ancient Greek?
Luckily, that isn't one of the five events, and now you'll be receiving an Etam Olympic gold medal.
I had to do five events. Can you give me five medals, please?
I certainly would if I could.
Well, if you're going with the ancient Greek, athlon meant prizes, so I want five prizes.
I thought you just said you didn't know ancient Greek. You didn't have time to learn how to count in ancient Greek.
Yeah, I know ancient Greek. I just can't count.
And it looks like Lex Lazarus is being taken off for his mandatory post-competition urine test. He may be gone for some time. Emotions, of course, running high at the Etam Olympics, careers being made, dreams coming true.
Especially that dream where you're in your underwear and you're running and everyone's shouting at you.
Here's a fun fact for you, Matthew.
Okay.
Athletes like pentathlon and triathlon and all of those comes from the ancient Greek verb athlein, to compete for a prize. But before we were calling them athletes, in Old English, the word was plechman, which literally meant playman.
Huh, playman sounds like a grown-up Game Boy.
Or a more mature version of Playboy, maybe featuring some older ladies.
Now, there really is absolutely no need for that.
Oh, and it's just been brought to my attention that out there on the track, the women's steeplechase is already underway, and in fact has been for the past 6.5 minutes.
Whoops, I didn't even see the steeples being set up.
Sadly, no steeples anymore, Matthew. That was just back when the race was named. Contestants had to run towards a distant church steeple, which is how they knew where the finish line was.
Well, they could still do that here. They put out the water jumps and barriers. Why not a steeple or two?
That is a good question.
You know what modern athletics needs? More props. Take a cue from crazy golf. Now that, my friends, is a sport.
It certainly is. And that is it for today's events at the Etam Olympics, but please join us again tomorrow for the gymnastics.
If we were watching the gymnastics in ancient Greece, they'd all be naked. It's right there in the word we still use today, gymnastics, from the Greek gymnos, meaning naked. And imagine if gymnasts competed naked today.
I think we're all imagining that now.
It is a vivid mental image.
Albeit not respectful or appropriate.
Think of the ratings, though.
Absolutely.
Good night.
Your randomly selected word from the dictionary today is
comity, noun. Definition 1, an association of nations for their mutual benefit. Too soon, dictionary. Definition 2, formal, courtesy and considerate behaviour towards others. Try using it in an email today. You can find me at Allusionist Show on Facebook and Twitter. And now we have reached the finish line.